Luke 23:44-46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. We also see these words in Psalm 31:5. "Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God." Have you noticed how Jesus continually quoted scripture? The great majority of his expressions can be traced to the Old Testament, even where they are not exact quotations. His words drop into scriptural shape and form. You can see that the Bible has been his one book, and therefore when dying, it seemed only natural for him to use a passage from a Psalm of David as his dying words. Even though his body was in tremendous pain, his mind was clear and focused. In fact, he was perfectly content, for he has said, "It is finished," in John 19:30. So his sufferings were over, and he was already beginning to taste the delight of victory. Yet, with all the clearness of mind, enormity of intellect, and fluency of words that might have been possible to him, he did not invent a new sentence. But he went to the Psalms and took from the Holy Spirit this expression, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." How instructive to us is this great truth that incarnate word lived on the inspired word. It was food to him, as it is to us. If Christ has lived upon the word of God, should not you and I do the same? He, in some respects, did not need this book as much as we do. The Spirit of God rested upon him without measure. Yet he loved the scripture, and he went to it and read it and studied it and memorized it and used his expressions continually, so that you and I might get into the very heart of the Word of God and get the Word into ourselves. If the Spirit of God is in you, he will make you love the Word of God. And if any one of you imagine that the Spirit of God will lead you to dispense with the Bible, you are under the influence of another spirit, which is not the Spirit of God at all. I trust that the Holy Spirit will endear to you every passage of this divine record so that you will feed upon it yourselves and afterwards speak it out to others. One of my favorite authors, Bill Johnson, said, "Our lifestyle as believers is always focused on serving, loving, and learning on the body of Christ. Even in death, Jesus showed the ruling passion of his spirit, so that his last words were from the scripture. 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. He died of his own free will." Jesus was committing to the Father, which he might have kept if he had chosen to do so. John 10:18, "No one takes it from me, but I lay down my life only to take it up again." There is here an intentional willingness to commit his spirit into his Father's hands. How precious is it that he lived willingly so we could be saved? He suffered for us. For us. 1 John 3:1. "See what great love the Father has lavished on us." You know, God is so good to us. And he just loves us all unconditionally. Not only Jesus died for us so we could be saved from our sins. Ephesians 2:7-8. "In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you've been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God." I think this is the best gift I've ever received in my life. You and I die passively. but he actively committed his spirit to his Father. In his case, death was an act. And he performed that act from the glorious motive of redeeming us from death and hell. So in this sense, Christ stands alone in his death. A small story that I read online and I thought I should share with you guys. A small boy was turning the pages of a book of religious art. When he came to a picture of the crucifixion, he looked at it for a long time and sad look came to his face. Finally, he said, "If God had been there, he wouldn't have let them do it." The little boy did not understand that God was there. He did not understand why Jesus died. He did not understand what the crucifixion really meant. Jesus died, as I said earlier, of his own free will, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring to us to God. I would like to conclude with Paul's word to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 21. "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed us to the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be son of us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Have you been reconciled to God? We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For this is why Christ died for us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we remember today the pain and suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so we could be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice, to offer us the gift of eternal life. Father, you lost your life so I could find it here, like you would again 100 billion times, so we could be saved. Lord, you were pierced for our transgressions. You were crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on you, Lord, and by your wounds we are healed. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Forgive us for being too busy or distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you've freely given us, what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice, we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. Thank you that we can say with great hope, it is finished. For we know what's still to come, and death has lost its sting. We praise you for you are making all things new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.